Okay, I want you to sit so you can see up there, okay? Because I'm going to show you some pictures. Yeah, pictures. Wow, so good to see all of you. Okay, I'm going to show you something, and I want you to tell me if you've ever seen one of these before. Has anyone ever seen one of these before? It looks bigger than it is. How about this one? Have you seen anything like that hiking? You have? Do you know what they're called? They're called cairns. And when you see these things, you see them sometimes down the hiking trail. And they stand out. They look different. Why do they look different? Who do you think made these cairns? Do you know who did the coyotes put them together? Who put these rocks on top of each other? Who stacked them? Can you tell? Who stacked the rocks on top of each other? Indian cavemen, yeah, maybe even the hikers. They like to stack rocks on top of each other. But somebody put these rocks on top of each other. In fact, if I gave each of you three rocks, and let's say I gave it to everyone in this whole building. Actually, let's say I give it to everyone in the whole world. Everyone gets three rocks, and tonight they have to put it near their bed. And there's two rules. One, you can't stack your rocks. And two, you can't stack anyone else's rocks. Okay, and now you take these rocks home, and in the morning, out of all the billions of people in the world, how many rocks are going to end up stacked like this? How many do you think? Three out of billions of people? You know what? Zero. There will be no rocks that will be stacked like this in the morning, and they can do that for the next 500 years, and there still will be no rocks stacked. You know why? Because something has to stack the rocks. The rocks cannot get stacked like that on their own, okay? Now, there's different ways you can stack rocks. There's different cairns. There's, you know, here's one. This is a big one on top of a mountain. This is a huge one in Switzerland. And this is, I don't know how they put this together. But there's different ways you can stack rocks even that are not cairns. Like how about this rock house in Italy? This is in northern Italy, right at the base of the Alps. I've seen these houses and they're hundreds of years old and people still live in them. And I don't know how because there's no windows and it gets real cold there. But there, you can build houses out of rocks. These are more complicated than cairns, right? How about our houses? They're not, sometimes they're made out of brick, but they're not usually made out of rock, but they're pretty complicated, right? Can you think of something even more complicated than a house?
Maybe like a really tall building.
Tall building? That's more complicated than a house. I think that's a lot of engineering.
A skyscraper?
Skyscraper, yeah. How about something that's not a building at all? How about a motorcycle? Motorcycles have a lot of components together, and it takes a lot of work and assembly and design. Each component has to be just right, and they have to be put together in a certain order, or motorcycles will not work. So there's a lot of design in motorcycles. Now, how about we think of a tree? What do you think is more complicated, a tree or a motorcycle? How many think trees are more complicated than motorcycles? Nobody? How many think you do? How many people think motorcycles are more complicated than trees? Wow, okay, well, I'm gonna tell you that you guys are wrong, that trees are really complicated. You know why? Because I know that they seem simple, but as from a design standpoint, they're very more complicated because all the information to make a tree has to be inside a tiny seed. Now that's pretty tricky. How do you get all that information in a tiny seed? And then trees can repair themselves. Can motorcycles repair themselves? No, they can't. And trees can live thousands of years. Can motorcycles do that? No. But the really wonderful thing about trees is they can make their own energy. You know, motorcycles have to take gasoline. You know how trees make their own energy? You know what they use? I heard someone say solar. They make it from the sunshine and from the air, okay? They take up some nutrients from the soil, too, but they make their energy from sunshine and air. Now, if motorcycles can run on sunshine and air, that would be a pretty cool thing, right? And scientists really want to know how to do that, but they haven't been able to figure out the tree yet because a tree is a very advanced design. Now, there's something even more advanced than a tree. Can you think of something? How about the animals? How about a cat? I thought I lost my cat today because it disappeared for 24 hours and I thought I'd never see it again. You know why I think it got trapped? You know why cats get trapped? Because they're curious and they get in things that they can't get out of it. But can you think of something even more complicated than a cat?
People,
yeah. People are more complicated, you and me. I mean, not only are we kind of like the animals, but we can make things. We can make cairns. We can make motorcycles and we can make houses and things. So we're even more complicated. Now, when you see something like these things, like a simple cairn or a motorcycle or house, you know something made it, right? Something organized it. Something put it together. Some intelligence is behind this. Who made us? See, that's, they're putting together a motorcycle there. Who made the trees and the animals? God made the trees and the animals and everything. In a way, he did make anything, everything, because everything that we make is sort of indirectly made by him. But yeah, God made us. And you know how we know that? Some people actually don't know that. They think that people just happened, and animals just happened, and trees happened, and more complicated things came out of simpler things. And they think that because they don't know about the cairns. They don't know that even rocks cannot stack themselves. So when you see something organized, you know that something had to make it. And we know that in our case, it was God, because we know the Bible, and it says in the Bible that God made us. So there you have it. So what you can do is you can go home today or sometime this week, and you can pick up some rocks and you can build your own cairn like these kids are doing, okay? And you can make your own cairn. And when you do, I want you to think about it, and I want you to think and look at your cairn and say, hey, I made that. I stacked those together. And then you can have a fun game, and you can look around and you can say, hey, what made that? And what made that? You can look at the power lines and you can say, humans made that. And you can look at the bush and you can say, God made that. And there's things that maybe like a spider web. Who made the spider web? The spider put that together, right? God made the spider, but the spider made the spider web. So you can play that game, okay? You want to do that? Do that sometime this week. Okay, let's say a prayer, okay? Ready, bow their heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you made us and that you made all these beautiful things around for us to enjoy. And you made us with the ability to create so that we could know what an awesome creator you are. And we thank you for that and for all the wonderful things that you've given us. And be with us this day, we pray. Amen.